Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Suppose I come to Santa Fe to call on you this fall, to find you living with another man who I don't know at all. He's built your boat a domicile hollowed from a tree, and I come round to crash the couch, but there wasn't no room for me. I know I've been gone a spell, but who in the hell is this? His arms around my baby darling and his hands balled up in fists. Of course I didn't come here to expect it to be true, but Papa's coming home again and he wants to be here with you. No, honey, can't you see? No, your heart is still beating for me. Now, you're just gonna let me down. How you think you're just gonna turn me around? My moonlight occupation has been learning of this love. When my muse lights me up, it's you I'm thinking of. Angel Alamosa, sister, do you recognize my face? A silly question, yes I know, you could have fooled me with this place. Ties me up in ribbons so that now I only stumble. I still do love my lemon pie, but now it's tasting humble. Oh, I was reading in a western of how to war is God. We were born for games and games need stakes and death is at the top. Then I thought on back to April and our summer heat enough. The unknown in your angel face, it makes death a minor thought. No, honey, can't you see? No, your heart is still beating for me. Now, you're just gonna let me down. How you think you're just gonna turn me around? This tearful tide of destiny, which I am renowned, comes along a whole lot better when your address moves around. Now everywhere I go is a place I haven't been. I've got nowhere to land, I won't stand for this, and that is why I'm walking.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Minnesota Homebrew. We're live tonight on Shakespeare's birthday. Yes, this is the day he not only was born, but he also passed away. And we're playing nothing but original songs tonight by artists with a strong Minnesota connection. And we have an outstate artist for you also tonight from the lovely state of Iowa. And that, of course, was Ty Otis. And Ty is a folk singer from Minnesota. Don't know a whole lot more about him, but we like his music. Hope you stick around for this hour of music. We got some beer news for you. We're going to talk a little bit about Spotted Cow, my favorite beer from Wisconsin. Well, up next, St. Cloud singer of folk, blues, and jazz. Her name is Ann Drinkwine, and you can find her at reverbnation.com/ Ann Drinkwine. No, just Ann Drinkwine, and that is Ann with an E on the end. And again, just wonderful to be here. We had a beautiful day up here in northwest Minnesota. Cool, but nice. Anyway, here's Ann Drinkwine with Cold Wind Feet.
Nights are growing oh so cold. Winter wind is calling, my heart's calling out your name. Grass is frosted over, and all the leaves are falling. Falling like me the first time I saw you. It's just not the same this time around. Are there feelings newly found? I wish I knew just what you're trying to say. 'Cause I feel a cold wind blowing my way. Sitting all alone by the fire and wanting just to share it with you. I'd like so to talk of things we've learned with time. I see the geese are flying, the snow will soon be falling. Falling like me first time I saw you. It's just not the same this time around. Are there feelings newly found? I wish I knew what you're trying to say. 'Cause I feel a cold wind blowing my way. It's just not the same this time around. Are there feelings newly found? I wish I knew just what you're trying to say. 'Cause I feel a cold wind blowing my way.
Lovely tune by And Drink Wine. Well, our next artist was born and raised in Minnesota and grew up in a musical family, getting his first guitar at age 4. His music is rooted in tradition, but much more than the blues rock genre he's associated with. Ross William Perry's debut album, It All Makes Sense, was released in 1999 and was backed by Lonnie Brooks's rhythm section. Since then, Ross William has released 3 more albums, the most recent being 2011's To the Other Side, which is a collection of 10 original songs steeped in the power rock trio tradition of the late 60s. He's opened for REO Speedwagon, and I just heard on the radio today they'll be playing at Shooting Star Casino in Monoman coming up. Buddy Guy, Eric Johnson, and Jeff Healey, among others. Here's Ross William Perry with a tune titled Pay My Dues. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Pennies in my coin jar, troubles paid its due. Hungry for a taste of love, any charm will do. Everybody say the truth. I'm in debt. Oh no, I gotta pay my dues. I gotta pay my dues, yeah. Holes in my My sugar won't be sweet to be. My rides, they all went there. I'm in debt. Oh no, I gotta pay my dues. I gotta pay my dues, yeah. Listen, I want bread and some bone money. They all said I would pay, pay, pay.
Hey, neat song, Ross William Perry. Well, we wanted to remind you that we're going to be live almost every week here on Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. This show is made possible through a grant by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. But there are some times we just can't be here. Things get in the way, like next Thursday, our monthly tribute to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. I have a third birthday party for my grandson, Odie, and Wild Horses couldn't keep me away from that. So we will be a little pre-recorded, but you won't even know hardly. Well, I'd like to also point out that I don't see Bob Muscovitz yet on my list of Facebook people here who are listening tonight. But Bob, I suppose you have to take a night off once in a while too. Reminding you that we have a special treat for you right now.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
That's right, and his name is Benny Kay. He's a cheesehead who crossed the river and is hanging out in the Twin City area, and he is a song and dance man, placed to the folk heart of the North. He began his craft in the pop punk scene of southeastern Wisconsin. Hey, that's where I was born. From there, he grew out his repertoire and began a solo act featuring chunky punk guitar licks, propping up a rockabilly croon. His lyrics melt working class heartbreak with flower child hope, bubbling up into an energetic live show that keeps the audience entangled. I love these scripts. And his name, again, is Benny Kay. The name of the song is The Breeze. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
You held a candle to the dusk. I rode through Memphis, Tennessee. You held out hope for us. I hit Chicago in my sleep. Maybe I'm afraid, staying where I had it too good, never to return again. The green-eyed king, the great white northern woods. You tried your hardest to be sweet, but I like my whiskey sour and a freeze in my cup of tea. Called me over for an hour. What business of mine is it to talk about the truth? I've been led to believe, I've been led on by you. Baby, I'm a cold man. Across the globe, all you know,
yourself to sleep. You float on a paddle to the pavement. You threw feathers in the breeze. I'm 1,000 miles or more away. Any way you count, I've had a fear of the Lord. I've had a knack for slipping out. Baby, I'm a cold man. I'm across the globe. All you know. Shelf, but this time it's not on me. I hear you calling, but I wouldn't be falling on my knees. Your life's been nothing but a long list of reasons to cry. Now I know why.
Send you flowers, never ever speak to me again. Just try it once, you say, it'll be our end.
That was Todd Sauer. He's from Worthington, Minnesota, which is getting darn close to Iowa, where our next act is from. Describes himself as a Christian contemporary country classic rock artist. That just about runs the gamut. Besides lead and background vocals, he plays bass guitar, drums, violin, banjo, mandolin, fiddle, and steel guitar. Multi-talented, and he probably played all the instruments on that song. They really went together well. It's called A Country Dozen.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, I got a few songs this week via our Minnesota Homebrew at gmail.com account from a group called Lori King and Junction 63. They're an award-winning band based out of southern Iowa and Missouri. Formed in 2014, Lori and Joe King are no strangers to the bluegrass stage. They were long-standing members in the well-known group Bluegrass Addiction. At the 2015 SPBGMA Midwest Awards show, the band received 6 nominations. They were named Traditional Band of the Year, and Lori came home with Traditional Female Vocalist and, get this, Bass Player of the Year. Lori King and Junction 23. This song's called Bread is Buttered in Bluegrass, and it was written by Joe King. You got to say that kind of with a little space there. Here's Lori King and Junction 63. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Ah, a little glitch here, folks. Darn. Things happen, I guess. That'll be the next song, I guess. We're going to have to cue that up. As I mentioned last week, I had a problem with my 1 terabyte external hard drive not reading on the studio drive. I have a workaround on that, and we're going to play something by Little Bobby and the Storm from Thief River Falls first. We'll be back with Lori King and Junction 63.
Sticks and stones, they may break my bones. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones, they may break my bones.
Sticks and stones, sticks and stones.
Said they may break my bones, but love will never out me.
Sticks and stones, sticks and stones.
A knickknack that he went. Matter of fact, gotta keep pushing back. Sticks and stones, they may break my bones.
Sticks and stones.
Says they may break my bones, but love will never out me.
Sticks and stones, sticks and stones.
You might think, who's this fool? Come on, preaching, trying to take me back to school. Sticks and stones, they may break my bones.
Sticks and stones, sticks and stones.
Says they may break my bones, but love will never out me.
Sticks and stones.
Love
will never harm me.
Yes, little Bobby in the storm. In fact, on the way over tonight, I saw Bobby Hooley standing in his yard there on 13th Street. And then I got caught by the train. We love that in Thief River Falls. But still made it to the studio to get all ready for the show. And made a snafu there. I was going to play a song by Laurie King and the Junction 63 and goofed up. But hey, I'm only human and you folks out there are well aware of that. Anyway, here they are, Laurie King and Junction 63 with Bread is Buttered in Bluegrass.
Well, I've been playing bluegrass for now on 15 years. Made a little money playing there and here. Some boys from the city gave me a fancy strap. Said play some rock and roll guitar, that's where the money's at. I tried to play that electric, the strings were way too light. That amp had squealed and hollered, I couldn't say it right. My singing came out country, no matter what I did. I told them all that I was through, and this is what I said. My bread is buttered in bluegrass, that's just the way it is. A guitar, banjo, mandolin with a little bass thrown in. Stay there where your roots are, that's what the people say. My bread is buttered in bluegrass, and that's where I'm gonna stay.
As my rivers run dry. sweet emotion, let it flow free. I got nothing to show except for my family tree. It's barely enough to keep me from fading away. The time that I hold grows shorter each day. The rivers run dry. The rivers run. Come out to pray as my rivers run
Myrie. And Colleen is a small town girl proving that she has more than enough to give. Co-written with her husband and recorded in the living room of their Minnesota home, Rivers Run Dry is a testimony to the hard work and clues. Boy, I need some glasses. Dues she has paid performing in local honky tonks and taverns. Myrie is a folk country blues singer, songwriter, grounded in passionate and sincere family values. Her songwriting ranges from honest emotion and earthy imagery to the raucousness of horses, strippers, and whiskey. Well, here is a little lighthearted tune called Smoking Horse. It's by the Tarvies and written by Paul Imholte. His partner is Carrie Oberg. You're listening to Homebrew from Pioneer 90.1 in beautiful Thief River Falls, Minnesota, where it's so flat you only need a one-speed bike.
I had a horse smoke cigarettes. strangest critter I ever met. Oh, how it huffed and oh, how it sweat. If ever it ran a little bit, that old horse could barely run. Downhill, have some fun. Getting up was another matter. Had to use a rope and ladder. I had a horse smoke cigarettes. Strangest critter I ever met. And oh, that horse had terrible breath. Killed the flowers wherever we went. When that horse a little foal, never learned to rock and roll. Only thing that it ever learned, make the end of a cigarette burn. Had a horse smoke cigarettes. Strangest critter I ever met. When hitching up the bridle and bit, horse would throw a nicotine fit. When someone say, no smoking please, horse would chug and cough and wheeze. Just like a car with a broken starter, horse was a regular smoking martyr. Whatever happened that smoking horse? Whatever happened that smoking horse? Listen close, I'll give an answer. Smoking horse died of cancer.
Deep
John Bream of the Star Tribune calls him the state's best pure country singer-songwriter. His name is Eric Koskinen, and his American Theater CD is a translucent eulogy to the genuine, musically sprouted from the blend of American, folk, country, rock and roll, and blues. Koskinen's album is a lyrical and musical metaphor of American theaters of war, of history, of relationships, and of the reflections in the mirror. That song was titled Breathe.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, we have beer news tonight, and it really hits home for me because I am from Wisconsin originally, and I've been hiding out in Northwest Minnesota for 22 years. But this is from the Journal Sentinel from April 19th, online news, and it says that the title is Minnesota Bar Caught with Spotted Cow. Ooh, if the reports are true and they sound legit, Wisconsin's neighbor to the west has been caught red-handed with our beer. A Maple Grove, Minnesota tavern was spotted selling Spotted Cow beer, which is made by New Glarus Brewing Company and distributed only in Wisconsin because of a limited supply. In February, a popular Twin Cities bar called Maple Tavern touted the fact it was selling the great tasting suds from Minnesota's from America's Dairyland on its Facebook page. The only problem, Spotted Cow can only be legally sold in Wisconsin. An anonymous tipster alerted police, who sent undercover agents to Maple Tavern. As part of their duty, the undercover officers ordered mugs of the bovine monikered ale, while also noting that Maple Tavern featured a Spotted Cow beer tap handle on the business's Facebook page. Busted. The bar owner admitted his manager bought kegs of Spotted Cow at a liquor store just across the border in Hudson, Wisconsin, and spirited them back to Minnesota because customers were asking for the brew, whose label features a happy and cavorting Guernsey, or maybe it's a Jersey, no, it's a Guernsey, leaping over a map of Wisconsin. New Glarus Brewing Company is not a licensed alcohol manufacturer in Minnesota. Also, no Minnesota alcohol distributors are authorized to legally distribute Spotted Cow to retailers in that state. Now, there's a lot going on with this story. It's absolutely true. I contacted my friend Dale Bergstrom, who's a classmate and good friend, BFF. He works in Maple Grove, and he says, yes, he knows where the Maple Tavern is. He says it's a really cool place to go. Yeah, so, and I have Spotted Cow in my refrigerator right now because I have to drive to that very same liquor store in Hudson called Ciccone's, I think, I would guess, and buy Spotted Cow three or four times a year. Let's tell you a little bit about that beer. It's a cask-conditioned ale, popular choice among brewers since long before Prohibition. We continue this pioneer spirit with our Wisconsin Farmhouse Ale. This is from their website. Brewed with flaked barley and the finest Wisconsin malts, we even give a nod to our farmers with a little hint of corn. Naturally cloudy, we allow the yeast to remain in the bottle to enhance fullness of flavors, which cannot be duplicated otherwise. Expect this ale to be fun, fruity, and satisfying. You know you're in Wisconsin when you see the Spotted Cow. It's typed a naturally cloudy farmhouse ale. Others call it a cream ale. And it has an alcohol by volume of 5.1%. I couldn't find the International Bitterness Unit, which indicates how much hops is in it, but I'm sure it's quite low, maybe about 15 to 20. 153 calories, and ratebeer.com gives it only a 47. My gosh, I'm coming home tomorrow night after work, and I'm going to crack open one and pour it in my 22-ounce tulip glass and let the week float away. Up next, he's the singing mailman from Waite Park, Minnesota. He performs with Doug Milloway in Breakaway and with Brandon Surasis and Luke Lean in Dirty Mercury. Here's Jake Hagedorn with a song titled My Heart Is Set.
Young love is all we need. was what she asked after the first week. And now we're right back where we started, oh, where we meet. A shot in the dark right out the blue. She stole my heart and I feel it too.
Coming down, but the music keeps on ringing in my head.
That was Frazee, Minnesota's Todd Sisson. And he plays a lot around that Moorhead, Minnesota, Detroit Lakes area. Never heard him live, but I really would like to. Todd, I hope you were listening. And I'd like to remind you folks, you said it, we'll play it. Send MP3s, high quality if possible, to MinnesotaHomebrew@gmail.com. And check out our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. Like us. And follow the show. I like to post pictures of the artists. And if you want your songs played, also when you send the MP3s, include a photo and a short biography. Well, it's about all the time we have for this evening. I'm going to leave us with some rockin' music here by All the Right Moves from the Twin Cities. This tune's titled Learn to Love Again. I want to thank you again for listening. Sorry about a couple of snafus tonight, but I'll get the wrinkles ironed out now that I'm doing the show live again. I like doing it that way. It's more spontaneous and just a lot of fun. I can read the Facebook posts. Thanks for listening, Bob Muscovitz. And folks, have a great, great rest of the week. And by the way, stay tuned for Minnesota Music Memories. Glenn Broggett is hosting tonight, followed by the Burns Program. See you next week.
Still stuck inside this dream of yesterday.